This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Here we go, y'all. Another episode of Love, Light, and Black Holes, and I am so excited to get into this week's episode. I have been telling everyone who will listen about the astrology of 2025, how epic it is, how utterly life-altering, literally. I'm not making this up. This isn't an exaggeration. This is truly where your life shifts into a different era, a different cycle, and a totally different series of lessons and experiences. And your mind is going to be blown, and I can't wait to get into this. But first, I just wanted to send some love out for the reviews that I have gotten so far. This is a new podcast, as you know, and I really appreciate all the love that is pouring in about me putting myself back out there. And I know a lot of you have messaged me that you sent reviews, but some of them have been stuck in some weird Apple podcast, you know, limbo where they're reviewing them or looking at them or whatever before they release them all, but some have snuck through. And I want to read one of them to you because it just makes my heart sing. It says, "Finally, she's back. I followed Morgan for years since her first podcast and then to Saged, and I'm in the coven. This podcast is what I didn't know I needed. Her voice is so soothing, thank you, and wise and grounded, and I always feel more like myself after any class with her. She keeps it so real and never sugarcoats spiritual stuff. Now I get a weekly pod and couldn't be happier. Love, Light, and Black Holes." Oh, yes, that is from Butterfly 1111 Moonbeam. So thank you, y'all. This is my true soul's calling to share this with you. I'm doing this really for myself. I'm not here to teach you anything. I'm not here to tell you five ways to unfuck yourself or whatever it is. I'm here to show you what's possible, to be the example, to walk through my darkness and show you how brightly my light can shine so that you can do the same. I am the beacon for you. You are the beacon for me. We are beaconing all over each other. And what is forming here is the community of my dreams. And I am so delighted to be sharing this time with you. I'm so honored that you tune in and share your time with me, whether you're listening in the car, in the shower, while you're doing dishes, or whatever it is. I really appreciate this, and I couldn't do it without you. So thank you for being here. Please leave a review if this podcast is moving you in your soul. Eventually, Apple will release them all. Who knows where they are? I know so many of you have messaged me that you've left reviews, so thank you. Keep the magic flowing. If you feel like this podcast is something that someone else in your life needs to hear, please share it. This is for all of us, and this is really how we start to grow and deepen and anchor into ourselves by saying, hey, I'm doing this thing. Do you want to do it together? Let's tackle this shit because we're not going to let it run our lives anymore. So thank you so much. And as always, you can grab my free guide in the show notes. It is all about slaying your shame to become magnetic as fuck. And you can also get my guided meditation journey called The Descent, which takes you down into the depths of your soul, into your subconscious, into your being, to grab all of your gifts that you thought that you lost, all of the magic that you may not have ever even met, and come back shining so bright and in embodiment and in your truth. Okay, so let's get into it. The astrology of 2025 is life-altering. This isn't just another reset button. This is literally once in a lifetime energy. This is where cycles shatter, karma comes due, and the brand new timelines that we've been waiting on emerge. And what is all of this from, you ask? Disclaimer, I'm not an astrologer. I'm going to drop some shit. I'm going to tell you about what is going on from my perspective, what I know to be happening, and I'm not giving you a horoscope, so use your own discernment. Take this for what it is and leave the rest. I'm not going to boggle you with all kinds of aspects and squares and trines and whatever. I'm just going to give you the energy, but I'm not an astrologer, but this is something that I love. I've studied astrology for almost 20 years now. So this is me sharing what I know with you. If you want an astrology reading to see how this is affecting you, I highly recommend doing that. There are quite a few astrologers out there. Find one that aligns with your vibe, that you trust to deliver you the straight up shit. And give it to you like it is. I mentioned a couple episodes ago that I recently had a reading with astrologer Colin Bedell of Queer Cosmos. I recommend him. I'll drop his info down in the show notes. But there are so many astrologers out there. There's somebody for everybody. So choose someone who is in alignment with you, with your style, and with what you want to get out of it. Like, what is your goal in learning about yourself? So let's get into it. This is going to blow your mind. So we have the zero point energy of all outer planets changing signs. So the outer planets are generational planets. They change signs, zodiac signs, every, you know, long time. An entire generation will be encompassed in one sign. Like Pluto, for example, changes signs every 24 years. So these are huge, long cycles that encompass so much of our lives, of our culture, of our society, but also of ourselves. Generational planets are typically going to be affecting the collective at large. So you'll see really big things in the global scape happening, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't also affect you personally. So with all of these planets changing signs, they all change signs, right? This isn't new or really novel necessarily. When they do change signs, it's a really big deal. But the fact that all outer planets are changing signs the same year, this is unprecedented. This has not happened in our lifetimes and will not happen for many lifetimes to come. So that's one aspect of the energy of 2025. Then we also have the numerology of 2025, which is a year 9. You get that by adding up 2, 0, 2, and 5 for 2025, and that equals 9. And the number 9 is of completion. It is the graduation. It is the commencement speech, taking all that you've learned, closing that book, and starting an entirely new one. This isn't a new chapter. This is a new page. This is a whole new ass book of the encyclopedia of your life. And then we also have the lunar nodes changing, and the lunar nodes are specific, precise calculations of points in the sky, and they affect the eclipses. And every year we have 2 to 3 eclipse seasons. This year we have 2, and they are in the Pisces Virgo axis, and we'll get more into that soon, but know that it's really, really big. Pisces is the final sign of the zodiac, sign 12. And it is the depths. It is also like the last thing that you are doing. It is the culmination, the completion. It's big. And then we're in the snake year in Chinese astrology. So this is the shedding, the release, and the surrender. The snake doesn't fight the shed. When the snake's skin is shedding, it doesn't sit there and say, oh, this is so itchy. This is constraining me. I feel claustrophobic and fight back. The snake surrenders and allows the old to slough off. It's patient, and then it comes out brand new, sparkling, shiny, and goes out into life in this new energy. So we have all outer planets changing signs, making zero point energy. We have the numerology of the year 9. We have the lunar nodes changing into Pisces and Virgo, which Pisces is the last sign, the culmination of the zodiac. And we have the snake year, the shedding, the rebirth, the becoming. It's big, y'all. So let's break it down piece by piece. And again, I'm not going to throw a whole bunch of terms at you, but what we need to talk about is that this is the great reboot. And the reason that I'm saying zero point energy is because in astrology, each zodiac sign on the wheel of the year and in your birth chart has 30 degrees from 0 to 29. When a planet moves into a new sign, it starts at 0. Every degree is a different aspect, and it's a different lesson, a different perspective, a different mirror on the disco ball of what that zodiac sign's theme is. So with all of these planets changing signs, they're all at 0 point energy. And to be fair, Pluto did move into Aquarius last year and it's retrograde, and then it's moving back into Aquarius for the next foreseeable future for many, many years, 2 decades. But this is also representative of the Fool card in tarot. And the Fool is card 0 in the tarot of the major arcana. And this is the beginning, the beginner's luck, the perspective of let's just go try it. The student, right? The one who is standing at the precipice of a new adventure thinking, let's go. I'm excited. I am full of energy and inspiration for this. The Fool stands at the edge of the cliff with a bag hung over the shoulder, a flower in the hand, and eyes with wonder. So this is the wonder of a child who is like, show me. Show me what's possible. Let's go out there and see. This energy doesn't know where the path leads. We don't know where this 0 point energy all happening at once is going to take us. But this is our hero's journey. And this is the beginning of something entirely new on so many different levels. It's levity wrapped around a profound uncertainty. Like, I don't know, but let's go see. And this is such a powerful perspective to have when you are embarking on this kind of energy. It is major. In 2025, Neptune, Saturn, Jupiter, and Uranus are all stepping into signs at 0 degrees. And like I said, Pluto went into Aquarius last year, so it's a little bit further along the journey, but it's the slowest moving because it's the smallest and the furthest out. So this Fool's journey multiplied by 4 in all of the different themes that these planets represent, layered on with the different themes of the signs that they're moving into. So this is a generational revolution humming in the background, changing all of our energies and intentions and the ways that we look at the world and the ways that the world reflects back to us. Like, everything is changing all at once. And maybe you're like, holy shit, I didn't know this was happening. I don't want this to be happening. Like, what the actual fuck? You don't need to know what's gonna happen. Allow yourself to soften into the uncertainty. You actually never know what's gonna happen. Let's be real. This isn't changing that at all. It's just helping you open your heart more so that you can really be open to what the universe is about to serve up. And of course, we have free will. I'm not saying that your destiny is encoded and there's no choices that you have in moving forward, but there is so much uncertainty and so much magic in surrendering to let's see what's going to happen, that this is really a time to get clear on how you want to feel and your why, and let the universe show you the how. You don't need to have a 5-step plan right now. You don't need to have a 2-step plan. All you need to do is pack your fucking snacks and get ready for an adventure. And hold on, please, because it's gonna be a ride. And astrologers have been talking about this year for a long time, but now that it's here and we're in it, it's always so hard to predict exactly what's gonna happen. Even the best astrologers have a hard time with the nuances of how these signs are going to shift society and the collective as a whole, but also how that is going to trickle down into the personal. But this 0 point energy is fucking major. And then let's go into the numerology of 9. So 2 + 0 + 2 + 5, 2025 equals 9. In numerology, 9 is the mic drop number. It's the final chapter, the closing ceremony, the karmic thank you next before the next cycle begins. And 9 is all about release. What's too heavy to drag into your future gets dropped. Which identities, habits, or relationships feel like a backpack or full of bricks? Honey, let that shit go. This is the year life asks you to set them down, sometimes gently and sometimes by ripping them out of your clenched fingers, and presents you with the levity And with the anti-gravity of not having that heavy ass shit on your shoulders and your body on your body, sure, it's uncomfortable. And yeah, it can probably be emotional by having all of these things end, but this is your graduation. Your soul is coming into a whole new level of this human experience. And you don't get to that next level carrying your freshman year baggage. It's time to move on and it's time to let go. And this can be really scary because when we have so much beginning and ending happening at the same time, it can be really disorienting and you can feel really jostled or swirled around or just out of sorts. Like you don't have your footing and you don't have a very grounded place in your life or in your world. And when so many things happen all at once, can really affect mental health too. So if you're struggling or if you feel like this is just way too much, a huge advocate for therapy, hello, yes, please. But also reach out to someone and share what you're going through or write it all down and help yourself recognize what actually is going on and what things are ending and what those things taught you, because we always gain something. Even if we're standing around a bonfire, burning some shit from our life, dancing around, howling, screaming, cackling naked around this fire and just like so happy that it's gone, it could also leave a really big hole or a really big challenge of identity in life. So if you feel like life is stripping what no longer fits, don't panic. It's not punishment. Your life is not falling apart. This is a promotion. It's all coming together. You feel like you're drowning, but you're in knee-deep water. Just stand up and be like, oh yeah, it's okay. Or move into trust. Trust that what is leaving is meant to leave, no matter how painful, no matter how jarring, no matter how disorienting. This is an opportunity to see what's coming, to see what's possible. And then we have the nodes. The lunar nodes, we have the North Node and the South Node, and they govern the eclipses. And this is all about massive, massive shifts. On January 11th, 1/11, the nodes shifted. The North Node moved into Pisces and the South Node moved into Virgo. And they're going to be here until July 2026. And let me tell you, this is not subtle background energy. Honestly, eclipses never are. It's never like, oh, I didn't even really notice that. Like, no, your life got shaken the fuck up. Like a magic eight ball, like who knows what's going to happen. And sometimes you shake that magic eight ball too much and there's all the bubbles clouding the screen and then you actually can't see the answer and you're like, no, I need to know what this says. It's okay. It's all good. The nodes are the soul's GPS of the collective. So this is happening for all of us. It's going to look different for everybody, but we are all experiencing this. Like this is a collective experience globally. And the nodes point us toward where we're meant to grow and what we're meant to release. And eclipses are plays with shadow and light because the moon is eclipsed or the sun is eclipsed. And this interchange of blocking, of illuminating, of shadowing is really a time where things come to light and where timelines collapse and really big things happen really, really fast. For example, eclipse season 2023, April, I had traveled from Denver to Phoenix with my husband for our annual pilgrimage when it's cold or chilly in the mountains and we come down to see my family. And we had been talking for a while about wanting to move, wanting to leave Denver, but we didn't know where. We had looked around Denver. We didn't really want that. So we were open and we come down to Phoenix and my dad, who was a realtor, was so weird to say he's dead. Sorry. But I just heard myself say that and I was like, oh God. Anyways, my dad was a realtor. And he started talking to us about what we wanted. We gave him like our list of desires, what we wanted in a house, what area we wanted to be in. And I don't know why, but we didn't even look on Zillow. Like I didn't even go there. He went into MLS, printed out a whole bunch of houses that matched our requirements, our data or whatever you call it, and brought them over. And so we're looking through all of these papers and he's telling us blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like leafing through, you know, I pull out this one and it's a photo of the inside of the house rather than the outside on the MLS picture. So I pull this one piece of paper out. I say, I want to go see this one. I pushed the entire stack aside, y'all. I didn't even look at it. And this was the one. We went to see it the next day. Within 48 hours, we had put in an offer. And 24 hours after that, we were under contract. I mean, our heads were spinning. Like, we no clue what had just happened. Haynes and I looked at each other like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, I've always said I didn't want to move to Phoenix. I grew up there for a large portion of my life. I went to middle school, high school, college there. I didn't want to live there again. Every time I traveled, I'd always ended up back there. And the last time that I left, when I moved to Denver, I was like, that is it. I'm washing my hands of this place. I am never moving back. So when this happened, it was like, I just trusted. We went to see the house. We walked in. It is stunning. It's a 1968 ranch, totally remodeled, just gorgeous. Pool, backyard, in front of a park. I mean, it is stunning. I just love living there. But I was like, no, I don't think that this is what I want, but I just trusted the universe that this was happening for a reason, that I was being drawn back to Phoenix for something that I didn't know yet, that I couldn't see. So I trusted. And I did a little witchcraft when we were on the first house tour. I took a piece of my hair and left it in the closet and said, this house is mine. On the way out, I licked my hand and put my saliva on the door handle and saying, this house is mine, protect it from anybody else. So while part of me was like, fuck this, fuck Phoenix, the other part of me was like, if I don't live in this house, I will die. So lo and behold, we ended up moving in June of 2023. In September of 2023, my dad gets diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer. My house is 5 minutes away from my parents' house. So not only was I in town and there with them, but I could go to all of my dad's appointments with him. I could pop over and check on him in minutes. I mean, it was so bittersweet, but this all happened in eclipse season. And eclipses govern the unexpected. They collapse timelines so that things happen in light speed, in mind-boggling, head-spinning speed. I mean, if you blink, you're going to miss the changes that are happening. It is such a powerful time for transformation that you really just have to hold on. And this is a really unpopular opinion, but I don't think that we are meant to be actively manifesting during eclipse season, because the eclipses have an idea all their own. They're like, sure, you could spend your energy doing that, but when I take you over here, you're not only going to be exhausted from spinning your wheels in the wrong direction, you're going to be like, this isn't what I wanted. But it's actually what you need. You think you want something, but what you need is something totally different. So, the nodes and the eclipses that are happening this year, this is being recorded on September 1st. It is going to air on September 3rd. And then we are going to be fully in eclipse season. So if you're listening to this now, this is a really powerful point to work with this energy. If you're listening to this after September 17th, which is when we have the lunar eclipse, the full moon, the new moon lunar eclipse, you are going to be reflecting back on how this period affected your life. But basically, we have full moon in Pisces coming up on the 7th. And then we have a new moon in Virgo again. We have two moons, new moons in Virgo this month, which is wild, or this moon cycle. And that never happens. I mean, it happens very rarely. Usually we have a new moon in Taurus, a new moon in Gemini, a new moon in Cancer, and it goes along like that in this order. But because we had the new moon in Virgo at 0 degrees, then this next one is going to be at 29 degrees. So it is like the full lunar cycle. But this is going to shift so much for you. This energy with the South Node in Virgo and the North Node in Pisces is really culminating. When we have a North Node in Pisces, the assignment is clear. Surrender to your intuition, dream bigger than logic, and remember that empathy is not weakness, it's magic. So the softer that you are, the more powerful that you are. And like I said, Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, the grand finale, the cosmic after party before a whole new cycle begins. So it is equal part mystical, liminal, and a little unhinged because you're like, I don't fucking know where this is going. So you're going to be having a sleepover with your shadow. You're going to be having conversations with your higher self at 3 a.m. And the visions that feel too wild to be real, but they're going to be exactly what your soul ordered. So just pay attention to what's going on. And on the flip side, we have the South Node in Virgo, which is when this new moon that's coming up in the end of eclipse season is going to be taking you. And this is where you're asked to let go. And it is time to release the obsession with perfection, the spreadsheets, the overthinking, the endless fixing of things that don't actually need fixing. Virgo energy at its highest is sacred service, but when we cling, it becomes nitpicking, burnout, and never feeling enough. This note is your cosmic permission slip to stop editing yourself down to a bullet point list. Permission granted. Surrender to all of this and you will be handsomely rewarded. And then we have the snake year, the shedding and rebirth. In Chinese astrology, the snake year slithers in with a sleek hypnotic power. And if you ever seen a snake shed, you know it's not a spa treatment. This is some serious work. It's awkward, it's itchy, it's a full body ugh. But on the other side of that, we have fresh scales, we have sharper colors, we have a whole new flex, and we're bigger. We're taking up more space. And that is the energy of this year. You can't keep crawling around in skin that doesn't fit. Let that old shit go. Those jeans that you keep thinking that you're gonna fit into, that you wear and like are almost gonna make your spleen pop. Give them away. Old jobs, old labels, old stories, old relationships, old beliefs, old shit coming out of your mind, old stories that you keep telling about old times. Take that all out of your life. Honestly, you don't really have a choice. Like, it's happening. So again, surrender to it. Anything that's too tight, too constricting, is outdated. It's going to be unbearable until you let it go. This is what the lesson is. Let go. This is new karma. This is breaking cycles. This is ending so much shit that has been waiting to end. And all of these things are bringing you into something new. And this is once in a lifetime energy. We have Neptune moving from Pisces into Aries on March 30th. So this already happened, but it is going to be there until January 26, 2039. For the past 14 years, Neptune was in Pisces. And Neptune is the planet of dreams, illusions, spirituality, mysticism. And to be in Pisces, which is pretty much the same thing and the sign that this planet rules, this was a 14-year spiritual haze of escapism, of potentially addiction, of dissolving boundaries, of really not knowing what was real and what was not. It was potentially confusing. So think about what was happening in your life between 2011 and 2025. I know that that's a big chunk of time, but that is going to give you an idea of what themes that you were going through. So now that Neptune is in Aries, we're moving into a time of vision with backbone, of dreams that become action. Compassion gets muscle and we shift out of floating to fighting for causes, for spirit, for truth. Aries is the go-getter, the first sign in the zodiac, the one that charges ahead with full confidence and just blows everyone away with how much that they can get done, with how much they can accomplish. So this is a much needed and much desired reprieve from the 14 years of Neptune in Pisces. And then we have Saturn moving from Pisces also into Aries. This happened on May 24th this year. And Saturn is going to be in Pisces until February 13th, 2028. And this is the planet of discipline, responsibility, structures, boundaries. Saturn is the daddy of the zodiac. If you've had your Saturn return, or maybe your second, you know that Saturn does not buck around. He comes in and he's like, this shit is out of order. You don't have a plan. Where is your structure? This is a hot ass mess. We're bringing this back into reality, into making sense. He is very much material, very money focused, but also on building empires and wealth and not just making a buck. So we are leaving a time from 2023 to 2025 where we were surrendering and releasing control and finding structure in the formless with Saturn in Pisces, which was hard because Saturn does not like anything formless. But we are moving into building sovereign structures. Saturn in Aries demands self-responsibility. It's time to architect systems that reflect sovereignty and independence. No more drifting on others' tides. You are claiming your life your way right now. Let's fucking go. The car is running. And then Jupiter going from Gemini into Cancer on June 9th. Will be there until June 30th, 2026. So just a year, a little bit of a faster moving planet, but still significant nonetheless because it's happening all at the same time. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, abundance, growth, blessings. All of the most amazing, fortunate things that happen are blessed by Jupiter. He's like the magic wand planet. And when Jupiter was in Gemini, this brought breakthroughs and ideas and tech and communication, but also a scattered energy. It might have felt difficult to put thoughts together or to make something actually happen that you were thinking about. So we are leaving this information overload, this fast-talking growth without grounding, this just yapping, yapping, yapping. And we're moving into growth through roots, through family and home and expansion with heart. Jupiter in Cancer brings abundance through belonging and nourishment and emotional safety. It's more about knowledge. It's not about knowledge. It's about connection and creating homes for the soul. So you are coming into a much more embodied and tangible expansion and appreciation of what Jupiter can really bestow upon you. So this is a great time to move houses, to have children, to grow your family. Maybe you want a dog or a cat or an animal. This is the time to really fortify the home structure and bring these blessings into your home under your roof. And then we have Uranus moving from Taurus into Gemini on July 7th of this year until May 22nd, 2033. So Uranus is the planet of revolution, disruption, awakening, innovation, the unexpected. He is the one that comes in and is like, surprise, this whole new thing is happening. So Uranus was in Taurus from 2018 to 2025, and this shook the ground beneath us. Money, food systems, climate, the earth itself. So we are leaving this instability and security and values and resources and moving into the revolution of the mind, radical shifts in AI, which are already happening, but this is just the beginning. And media, education, and communication, the mental landscape itself gets a lightning strike upgrade. Ideas become the battleground and the breakthrough. So this is a huge time to watch for the unexpected in communication and tech. And then Pluto in Aquarius, which moved last year, is going retrograde and then going to be direct until 2043, which is a really long time. This is the new era of collective power. When Pluto was in Capricorn, this exposed corruption, dismantled outdated systems, and now that it's fully in Aquarius, the power shifts are to the people. This is tech, social movements, and community-centered revolutions. This is going to define what power looks like. This is the biggest, the greatest shift from 2025 to 2043, y'all. This is going to be a literal life-changing time. It's going to reshape and restructure your entire life for the rest of your life. So this is all karma. This is all closings and endings and the end before the beginning. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. This is it. The 9 year, the snake year, the 0 point energy, the nodes shifting. Old karma is being burned off like a fog under the morning sun. And yeah, it can feel messy or brutal or unfair. You might not get it. You might understand it. You might not like it. It might really fucking hurt right now. But remember, karma doesn't end to punish you. It ends to free you. Think of 2025 as a cosmic moving day. You don't want to bring every box into the new house. Some things you've outgrown. Some things are broken. Some things were never really yours. The universe is clearing space for what's next. Even if you can't see it yet, it's like a giant goodwill pile that you have zero problem getting rid of. This is the purge and the finale before a brand new season. These beginnings and endings are overlapping, and it can feel like a lot. It can feel like you're being stretched and challenged and broken and just like a lot of, why the fuck is this happening? Because the book is done. And when you finish a really good book, no matter how hard or sad or trying or traumatic or grief-stricken it was, it still kind of leaves you like with a hole. You're like, shit. Or maybe you're not a big reader, but when you finish a season of something that you really love, moving on from that can feel like, well, what do I do now? But trust. Trust that the slate is clear for the wild, sparkling unknown that's waiting on the other side. If you want to know what this means for you, go check out the blog that I wrote on my site. I've linked it down in the show notes below. You can see what your general themes are. You can dive way more into this than I've gone into in just these 20-30 minutes. But trust that you are co-creating the next era. This isn't happening to you. You are directing how this happens. We can't blame everything on astrology. We can't blame everything on the stars and things that are outside of us. We still have an involvement in this. And this is your opportunity to move forward, to choose to move with this, to not fight it. The big players in the game are changing costumes right now. This is the shift change, and the whole plot is shifting with it. So ask yourself, what cycle am I ready to break? What is already leaving my life? What things can I identify right now that are naturally coming to an end, that I feel have run their course, that are really just like done? And ask yourself, what are you doing to hold on to those? What is the resistance in letting go? Why do you feel unsafe to release? Because when all of this is happening, we can choose to not let it happen and stay in the old ways. And then you're going to create a whole fucking shitstorm for yourself. But that's your choice. Or you can surrender and take a deep breath. And trust. And stay in integrity. Stay in your authenticity. Stay in your alignment. Because with all of these cycles being broken, it also means that all of them are starting new. For everything that has ended, something is beginning. And you might not see it now. This is 0 point energy. We don't know anything at zero. That is the point. It's the void. It's everything and nothing. It is pure potential. But so are you. You are full of potential. And the more that you believe that, the more you will see things beautifully unfold in your life. The more trust you have in yourself, the more trust the universe places in you and brings these beautiful things to you because you're so aligned. Things that you couldn't have even imagined, things that aren't on your vision board, things bigger than you could even think right now. Your imagination is even going to get an upgrade. You are going to be pleasantly surprised by what's coming. And I am taking such a positive outlook on this because I have been at the literal darkest few years of my life. And honestly, I'm okay. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But like, I don't hate it, but I also kind of do. And when you're in it, it really fucking sucks to hear that. But I am better because of it. I'm not happy that my dad's dead. I'm not happy that all of the other things happened and I lost all of those people and senses of myself and connection with myself and my health and my vitality. But I am grateful because it has made me who I am now. And this perspective is everything, because what I gained, I would have never, ever gotten if I hadn't just surrendered. So let it go, let it flow, and see what the universe can deliver. Show me what's possible. Let's have fun with this. And you can always do a this or something better, or just to show me how good it can get. And take away everything that is in the way of that happening. Let me know how this goes. Reach out to me on social media. Bring me up to speed on your life, because I am so curious how this is affecting the individual, because I'm seeing it in the collective and so are you. But I want to know what's going on with you. So let me know and let's do this together, because you are not alone. We are all going through this. It's just a different flavor for you than it is for me. But we are all having earth-shattering, life-altering shifts. This podcast is one of those. This is the beginning of something that I started on a basic whim 4 episodes ago. So see what's possible. You've got this. Trust yourself over everything. I'll see you next week. Love, light, and black holes. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time. Dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.